Hello and welcome. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has attended a ceremony at Imam Hussein Cadets University on liberation anniversary of the southern Iranian city of Khorramshahr during the eight-year Iraqi-imposed war on Iran. At Imam Hussein University, the leader visited the graves of martyrs, resting there and prayed for their souls before inspecting prison units at the university. The leader then addressed the cadets, stressing Iran will never allow inspection of its military sites. An interview with its nuclear scientists, which are the new excessive demands being raised coincident with nuclear negotiations. Ayatollah Khamenei also criticized the excessive demands and new comments that are renewed in each round of negotiations between Iran and the P5+1. The leader added officials and negotiators should convey the message of the Iranian nation's greatness during the talks, noting that the only way to counter the blatant enemy is strong resolve and avoiding inaction. Ayatollah Khamenei then turned to reports of ill-wishers and certain Persian Gulf countries trying to draw proxy wars to Iran's borders. The leader said Iran will give a very tough reaction to any mischief. At the end, units present on the ground at Imam Hussein University marched before the leader. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and a number of his cabinet members are in East Azerbaijan province. The visit, the government's 17th provincial tour, will witness inauguration of several development and education plans.
Speaking at the gathering of people in Tabriz, President Rouhani said the government will complete 32 major projects in the province within the next 2 years. As for the ongoing nuclear talks between Iran and the P5+1 group, Rouhani said the Iranian nation is standing by the negotiators who are working hard to secure the legal nuclear rights of the Islamic Republic.
Today on the international front we have reached a very important point. Today we are at the final stage of defeating Iranophobia across the world. The end of the negotiations will be a source of pride for the great Iranian nation.
The chief executive also described Iran as a united and peace-loving nation and said the Islamic Republic would stand firm against any aggression.
Today that Iranian neighbors and the region are burning in the fire of discord and war, Iran enjoys stability and security and the regional nations are looking forward to assistance from Iranians.
Iranian Deputy Foreign Ministers Abbas Araghchi and Majid Takht-Ravanchi have resumed work on the draft nuclear deal with the P5+1 as the two sides begin their third round of talks in Geneva. Araghchi said the work is very difficult as there are disagreements both on the details and generalities. Araghchi added that the work is progressing slowly but steadily. The third round of talks continue until Friday between Iranian negotiators and Deputy EU Foreign Policy Chief Helga Schmidt without the presence of the P5+1 delegates. The major issues that are being discussed are Iran's nuclear work and lifting